Central Avenue at the Temperance Hill Square. The place to celebrate before and after every high school game is at Jim's Razorback Pizza. We'll even take the officials.
Now that's generous. All right, it is time on this lovely Friday to talk Hog football. Pigskin preacher Justin Akre, Matty T holding it down. We go to the Revolution Hotline at some point and talk to Robbie Nicewanger. Robbie's standing us up. I'm not to be shunned. Arkansas Southern Miss this weekend in Fayetteville. They start at 2 o'clock in the morning. No, not really. And that's almost what time our coverage starts, though. Razorbacks and the Golden Eagles. 11:21 kickoff. It's a game that you can watch on KATV here in Central Arkansas. It is on the SEC Network, so wherever you normally catch that. And you can catch it here on the Buzz. So 11:21 means we start right around 7 a.m. Gracious, that's early.
That'll give us something to listen to who are driving to the game.
7:30, I guess, actually. Is our
I'll be listening.
Okay. I can't believe you're going. This is an odd game for you to go to.
Well, I got good friends at church. You know, they said, hey, let's go hang out. I'm like, why not?
You going to go see Johnny Football the next couple weeks?
No, I'm going to be out of town.
Boo!
I know. I wanted to go to that game.
I'll be there for you. I'll tweet you or text you or whatever. Robbie's going to be there. He's going to be there today, too. Robbie, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
Man, it's a beautiful day. I can't seem to get anybody to play golf, but aside from that, it's almost fantastic out. I mean, just really awesome.
So, do you need anybody? You can just go out there on your own, right?
Well, yeah. Why don't I just get the word loser tattooed on my forehead while I'm at it? I mean,
Hey, listen. Why don't you give Harry King a call? I know he's always up for a round of golf.
Yes, he is, but he doesn't like to play after like 8 in the morning. He's very particular about things.
That's a good point.
Okay, so what would you rather do alone, or what would you least like to do alone? I think we've talked about this before. Golf, eat dinner in public, or go to a movie.
Oh, I would absolutely hate going to eat by myself more than the other two.
I agree with you. I love going to a movie. In fact, I'd rather that nobody went with me.
Nobody bothers you. Playing golf is okay. I used to do this in Michigan in the fall when people would quit playing. I would play two balls, and I would be the Ryder Cup, the U.S. against Europe.
Did you win?
It was funny because I always threw the match, and the U.S. always won. Europe would always make a couple of bad double bogeys down the stretch.
You are a sick animal.
Well, I'm that's the way I roll.
Well, I want you to break down the game a little bit, but for me, the highlight of the weekend will be tonight for Justin Moore playing a free show at Lot 56 in Fayetteville. I think that'll be the highlight for a lot of folks. I do not expect tomorrow to be competitive. Can you give me any? Your dog's excited about the show.
Who let the dogs out?
This is like a Jim Harris call all of a sudden.
I've got some dogs very excited about that.
Wow, so
I appreciate their timing too.
They love that Justin Moore boy. He's good.
They've got impeccable timing.
Well, Justin Moore is very popular with humans and canines, so it is what it is. What can you make a case that this game will be compelling in some way?
Well, I can make a case because of the fact that Southern Miss is spread offense, no huddle offense. Yes, they've created had a god-awful amount of turnovers, 10 turnovers through two games. But if they figure out a way to hold on to the ball and not make mistakes, I mean, it's going to be a challenge, I think, for Arkansas. All the defensive coaches really believe that they're going to be moving at a faster pace than the first two opponents. So it's going to be I want to see how Arkansas can handle the spread and can handle the no-huddle offense. And, that may create the challenge right there. That may make it an interesting game, but on the other side of the ball, I expect Arkansas really to just be able to impose their will again, to be able to run the ball with success. So I don't see any trouble there, but I want to see what the defense can look like against Southern Miss's offense. If they have trouble creating turnovers, if they have trouble, getting them off the field, it could be a very interesting day.
So this will be like Gus Light or Freeze Light. So it'll be a good it'll be a good warm-up for the SEC teams they're going to face.
I think so. I think so. I think that's a good way to look at it. I mean, you're going to see some spread offenses that are going to be, very, very talented here coming up pretty soon. This is another chance to really kind of get some work, get some practice there. And, Todd Monken, their coach, he's come from Oklahoma State. So we know, that Oklahoma State likes to do a lot of those same kinds of things. So he doesn't have the personnel yet. It's pretty clear. But the quarterback is a transfer from Cal, so he does come from a school that's used to running that kind of an offense, and he's got a couple of receivers that have made some plays there the first couple of games. So there are some challenges. I think there's going to be some challenges there.
Robbie, could you explain to us why the Brain Trust in Hattiesburg fired Jeff Bauer when all he did was go 9-3 every year?
No, and I can't. And I worked in Mississippi for a couple of years covering Ole Miss, and that program was just always very solid and very
physical.
Very
they
strong.
Played good fundamental football, and they're just terrible now.
I just think it's a case where everybody expects more and everybody wants more and everybody, you know, wants to win big and do it now. And, you know, so somebody like that who's been there for a while and has had, you know, a certain level of success, you know, there's always somebody out there that says, well, we can do better than this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happens, and you find out sometimes that's not always the case. So
you can also do worse than this.
Well, that's it.
Exactly.
You look at like ASU, and you know, again, we've talked about it. Steve Roberts did a good job, and they, you know, again, they'd been there a long time. I mean, it was time to probably try something else, and that has worked out beautifully for them. But that is, I wouldn't say it's an anomaly, and I'm not even going to say that's the exception, not the rule. But 50-50 at best, I think. You look at what happened at Ole Miss when they let
Cutcliffe.
Yeah, they let Cutcliffe go, and then of course after Orgeron, Houston came in and saved the day, which worked out fine.
Tennessee with Fulmer.
But they stumbled afterwards. Yeah, letting Fulmer go. They've stumbled and bumbled their way around since then. And then this situation, then there was another one I was thinking, oh, look at what happened at USC.
Yeah.
Look what Kiffin. Yeah. Kiffin does it to everybody.
Yeah.
You got Kiffin'd. We've talked about getting spaded in Fayetteville, but you get Kiffin'd. That's even worse because it ruins your program for years to come. Robbie Nyswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau joining us in the zone. The good news for Brett Bielema and his defense and Chris Ash is that they get back a few of those defensive players, including Flowers, who was not available and maybe could have but didn't have to last week. But they get him back and Otha Peters, and looks like they're going to get a little bit closer to full speed, although they're still missing a defensive back.
Yeah, they're still missing. You know, it doesn't look like Rohan Gaines is going to play on Saturday because of that knee injury. I think he's you know, worked his way back into practice. We saw him coming off the practice field, you know, one day. I think it was Wednesday, or maybe it was yesterday, you know, and you know, so he was dressed out, still had a big, you know, knee brace on his left knee, so I just think it's going to take a little more time. Bielema said that there may be a possibility, but I really doubt it. Alan Turner's going to start through that position for the second straight week and gains his place, and, you know, it's very important that he and Eric Bennett are awake and alert because the ball's going to be leaving the quarterback's hands pretty quickly here. They're going to have to make some plays in space, And I think those two guys are going to be pretty key this game, as well as the cornerbacks. But, yeah, everybody else, you know, Trey Flowers, getting him back, that's going to be very important for this defense, very big to get him back in there after the opener he had. And then, you know, the rest of the way, they should be pretty healthy from there. Don't expect Otha Peters too much on defense. I think they're just trying to, you know, slowly and gradually get him back into the flow of things. I think the aim is to really have him ready to go next week for Rutgers. So you might see him a little bit on special teams, maybe a little bit on defense, but I wouldn't expect it.
Yeah, it looks like that's exactly what the case is going to be. What is Tate's
one more week
time frame? Okay, so he is back.
One more week. Apparently he's going to, and this is according to Bielema yesterday, he's going to dress out, he's going to go through the pregame work, but they're not expecting him to play. Again, I think it's just a gradual, you know, get him back into the flow of things. And they really believe that one more week for him, he should be ready to go for Rutgers as well. So that'll certainly help your depth at tight end, having that guy back. He's got a lot of experience. But, you know, they're probably going to go without him again for one more week.
Hunter Henry, not as much of a playmaker last week. Was that did they talk about that at all? I mean, he was so big in the first week. What was the situation there last week?
No, I just think it was kind of the way the game went. You know, it seems like he caught a couple of passes, I think. So he got involved a little bit, but still, you know, really after the third quarter, they just shut down the passing game and said, we're running this thing to close this out.
Right.
So I think, you know, there were fewer opportunities, definitely. But, you know, he's a freshman, and I think he's going to have some good moments. He's going to have some bad moments, just like any freshman. And, you know, so he's going to have good games and maybe games where he's not as visible, not as prominent. I think he's fine. I think that they still believe he's going to be a big-time playmaker for this team this year in the passing game.
Robbie Nyswanger, Arkansas News Bureau, joining us in the zone. We have talked a lot since the start of the season or leading up to the start of the season about things they're going to include to enhance the game experience. A couple of notes for folks who are interested in such things. 9 o'clock is going to be the Hog Walk at the top of Lot 44. I mentioned the Justin Moore concert, which is free. You cannot bring your own anything, basically, tonight, but you can go and watch a show of an up-and-coming country music star for free tonight. He also has a new album that drops next week. And then also, they are going to have a firework volley, I understand. Robbie, are you familiar with this?
No, a firework what?
A firework volley 1 hour prior to kickoff to, like, alert people that, hey, in 1 hour, we're going to play football inside the stadium, so you might want to head this way.
Daytime fireworks. That didn't work so well at Ole Miss, did it?
No, it's that can go awry, and it can also be it'll work out better than a t-shirt cannon, hopefully, for Arkansas this week.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, no doubt about that.
So I guess the goal this week, just like usual in these games, it's win the game, stay healthy, and get ready for next week. So
definitely, win the game, stay healthy, use this as another opportunity to try to get better in the things you like to do. That's something the coaches have really been big on this week. You know, it's not about them, it's about us. You know, they want to try to get better on both sides of the ball. Obviously, you're going to have to react to some of the things that Southern Miss does, but, you know, how do you adjust? How do you, you know, fix things on the sidelines when you see what's going on out there? So it's a big week because, you know, this is kind of the final tune-up, so to speak, before it gets real. And next week, I mean, the Rutgers game is huge next week. There's no doubt.
One last thing. I saw, I guess Lake didn't play. He's back this week. He's healed up from his suspension?
Yes, he is. He is healed up from his suspension. He feels much better now. Yeah, I still don't know the exact reason behind it, but I thought Bielema was pretty interesting on the teleconference on Wednesday, saying it was something from before he even got here. You know, and my question to him was, you know, why does it change your thoughts about him? Because you've been really, really high on what he's meant to this team. He said, no, I actually feel more intense. I have more intense feelings about those kinds of things now. So he feels like that, you know, Jarrett Lake is a guy that's really vital to this team, really important to this team, is going to be a leader for this team throughout the year. So the suspension really didn't change his thoughts at all.
Recruits on campus this weekend, I'm assuming?
Yes, recruits will be on campus. Don't ask me how many.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I'll ask someone else later on. Do you have a pick in the A&M-Alabama game?
Oh, man. It's going to be a fun one. I think that Alabama's going to figure out a way to pull this one out and get a big road win. I just have a hard time seeing Nick Saban losing twice in a row to the same team. And I'm sure he has spent most of his offseason trying to figure out how to stop Johnny Manziel. And I don't know if they'll be able to do it completely on Saturday, but I think that in the end they're going to be able to do it just enough to sneak out of there with a win.
It's a pretty common thought process. I think it's going to be a great one. I look forward to watching it.
I do too. It's going to be a great game.
Well,
I wish I could sit down and watch it, but, you know, that's not going to happen.
So. Yeah, I hope it's close, and I really hope the Arkansas game is. You might be able to catch the end of the second half or something.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe so. If I hurry up and write and get done.
Well, yeah, I mean, exactly. You can kind of mail it in on the job thing. I mean, look, I can write the story for you. Arkansas murders Golden Eagles. Next.
I got to go home and watch a football game.
Arkansas prepares for Scarlet Knights by killing Golden Eagles. That's the headline.
There you go.
Robbie, we appreciate it. You know, we haven't talked, I guess, since the basketball schedule came out. I don't know how much of a chance you've had to look through that. A couple of interesting deals there, I guess. The two games with Kentucky for the first time. You got the Clemson non-conference game. Anything else that jumped out at you on that?
Well, really, when I look at the non-conference, I'm not really impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what that means is that, you know, when you play SMU and Clemson at home, when you go to Maui, you have to take advantage of those opportunities if you want to get into the NCAA tournament, or else you're really kind of starting in a huge hole before SEC play even begins. There's just not going to be that much of a chance to impress people with your non-conference play. So you've got to be able to win those games. You know, like I said, the two home games against SMU and Clemson, you've got to win those, but you've got to make some noise in Maui. I think this is really making the Maui Invitational very, very important to Arkansas season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And luckily, we're going to have a crew over there covering it, so that'll be a lot of fun. I had to really twist some arms, but Randy and Trey have been kind enough to agree to go over and cover the Maui tournament for us. It was really sweet.
Hey, why didn't you ask me? I'll go.
How about that? Yeah, they're going to cover it, and then Trey's going to roll back through Baton Rouge on the way and cover the LSU-Arkansas game. So, I mean, he is really a team player, that guy.
He's going to be barely alive then for that LSU game. There's going to be some jet lag on him.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Well, the good news is Trey's the one guy I can trust to go over and not get too crazy. So he's a safe bet.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
he'll
go.
Drink a lot of coconut milk. He'll be fine. So, Robbie, enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you again next week, my man.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Always enjoy it. Appreciate it. That's Robbie Nicewanger on the Revolution Hotline from the Arkansas News Bureau.